for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Yes, thank you, Ken Adams. We kind of continue our off-mic discussion here as we turn the machine on. Yes, we are back on schedule, Jerry.
As we whisper to each other.
And as we record, it's our first recording in the new year. You are listening to Heartline. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office. Just Jerry and me today. No outside guests. And we have spoken nothing ahead of time of what we intend to speak about on the air today. So we're just going to see how this unfolds. And the obvious thing, Jerry, is you've got your Bible open here, and you obviously are thinking of something. So let's start there. Why is your Bible open?
I wanted to share our theme verses that we have for this year. But, you know, as you said that about my Bible being open, it's open to Matthew 5. Mm-hmm. And the other night I had downloaded a Kindle version of a Bible. And on the Kindle I have, it tells you when you start a book about how long it'll take you to finish based on your reading habits. So I opened that Kindle version to Genesis, and it told me that I would be finished with the whole Bible in 2 hours and 54 minutes.
You must be a fast reader.
So here I am. I'm up to Matthew 5. Oh, no. There's some books you do not read in 2 hours and 54 minutes, the Bible being one of them.
Right.
But I cannot imagine getting through a day here without referring to it somehow, without starting with it every day. Right. But I think, Jim, the fact that Evangel Home is not just a faith-based home, but a Christ-based home, we really need to be steeped in Scripture. And yet there are times when it's like an accident on the road. You don't necessarily stop and pray and then work that accident. You pray while you're doing it. And so I was thinking of that this morning when we had a little staff meeting. To the outside world, how would we be any different than a non-Christian home? And if we can't come up with some real obvious things in the beginning, we need to relook. Well, we're pretty obvious about what we do. I think the outside world, the inside world, all know that. But we're very, very strong in making sure people see Christ's light in us, realizing that our words are very ineffective many times. Our actions can be misinterpreted by the women in here. But somehow that light, his light, has to shine through us all the time. Anyway, that's our theme verse there is Matthew 5, 14 through 16, about you don't light a light and then put it under a bushel. And you do want his light to shine through you, through your works. So that's what we're all about. And that's a total diversion, if you can call the Bible a diversion. Yeah. But that really hit me today. You know, any place that proclaims to be a ministry or proclaims to be faith-based, are they Christian-based? You know, dig a little bit. And any place that is Christ-based, including churches, how do they look different than a bank? How, you know, do we run this place any differently than a bank? Am I different than a bank president? I mean, there are times where I think, and this is going to sound, I hope it's not misinterpreted, but there are times when I think people who are not running Christian things are more honest. There are times I would rather deal with and you know what I mean? Because
I do.
We can hide behind that and cause such confusion. And I'm sorry for starting the whole new year with a rant on this, and it really hit me yesterday because one of our women, bless her heart, she is so sincere, so wanting to find a church, so seeking to know when people say, God told me this, how do you know it?
Yeah.
And we can cheapen his word and his voice by just adding it to our opinion. You know, I think that's, God told me you're wearing an ugly sweater today. Yeah. Well, someone in her church told her God had told her to give her baby another name and totally confused her. And I just think that kind of stuff can be so harmful to new Christians. Mm-hmm. And we here, as ministering his word all the time in their lives, have really got to be sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Because that is something that seems so minor, so inconsequential, it could be the thing that puts them over the edge one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that whole thing of God told me to tell you you're wearing an ugly sweater just is not right.
And you know, those of us who've been around the Christian community for any length of time have, of course, heard that. And so often, it's from well-meaning people.
Yes.
Maybe not as mature in genuine scriptural understanding as maybe they will be someday. But it really doesn't amount to anything more than I'm a Christian and it's my opinion that da-da-da-da.
Yes, and I think we really have to be wise enough as Christians to know that before we say that. But if we haven't caught ourselves on the mouth end, then we need to be wise enough on the listening end and to be able to filter out some of those things. But I know, Jim, when I recommitted my life to the Lord in like the early 80s, that was one of the things that always troubled me. So many people would say God had told them, or when God talks to me, and I'm thinking, I never hear God. What does that sound like? Does that mean I don't have faith because I don't hear him? God does not speak to me in audible tones, but he speaks to me through all sorts of nudges and circumstances. And I don't always know it's God until things come about. And I think that's the other way we can cheapen him.
Yeah.
We can make him in charge of everything that's happening in our life, and we really don't know.
Well, and the primary and most important way to know what God says is right here in the book.
Is.
You know, we know this is from God.
Yes.
And I've got a pastor friend here in town who turned me onto this at Genesis 1:1. I wrote, "Dear Jim," and at the end of Revelation 22, "Love God."
Yes.
You know, this is God's love letter to me, like it is. This is love. God's love letter to Jerry.
Yes.
And so, if we really want to know for sure what God says and thinks, start here, and then we'll see what else unfolds, maybe.
That's right, because much of the rest that unfolds involves other people, involves God's action in the world. It does not necessarily involve me personally right now, and we have to be willing to let it play out and see how it's going to happen. Anyway, I have to tell everyone listening, Jim is not wearing an ugly sweater today. He's wearing a very nice sweater.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
But you're right. Many times we have our Christian opinions. It's my opinion, but I'm going to back it up and say God said it.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's an easy trap to fall into, and we'll trust that when it is that way, someone will grow past that and become, you know, more mature in their faith.
And you know, one of the things I was very encouraged by this young woman who had that experience in church, she was confused enough that she came back here and talked to one of the staff and said, "This, I don't get this."
Mm-hmm.
So,
good sign.
Yeah, that's a very good sign. Yeah, Jim, it's like when people come to do chapel here, and we have to have rules about chapel. And maybe that to some that seems kind of an oxymoron, but you have to in a place like this. And we have asked people not to speak in tongues because it can lead to such confusion. There is a time for that. That will really confuse the women. If they don't speak in tongues and they're told, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not a Christian, ooh, well, they're going to speak in tongues then, one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a number of issues along those lines. But the key thing here, of course, is you don't have spiritually mature people. You start with the milk of the word and go from there. Okay, you were talking about the verses, the plan for the year. I've forgotten how you expressed it.
We like to have a theme verse every year. And we don't like it to just be a throwaway line. Oh, let's close our eyes and wherever our finger lands, that's our... This one, Matthew 5:14-16, is about light. And let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And that sounds nice, and I can make a theme around that, and I can do decorations.
Sure.
Well, then the board also has, the Evangel Home Board also has a workshop every year, and they come up with plans and goals. This will also be their theme. So I thought that was really neat that we will have a theme, that everything we do this year can get back to that, both staff and board. And whether it's just monitoring ourselves and saying, did that action, did that word, what I just did that Was that shining my light on? Was I pointing the way to Jesus with that? And to be able to evaluate the entire ministry in that way, and to have that as a goal. So, and one of the things I wanted to ask today, when before we get to the end of the show, when you ask what do we need, and I say turkeys, we're past turkeys. I would love to have a strand of Christmas lights. I waited to get this idea after all the Christmas lights were gone.
Yeah.
The big outdoors one with the screw in and out colored bulbs. I need one strand.
Of the multicolored large bulbs, non-LED.
Correct. Or LED if that's all people have. Non-LED would be great.
The old style.
The old style. And working ones. If they work, that would be even better.
Yeah, that pretty much otherwise don't need to plug them in.
No, and if I could have these by like January 20th, that would be best of all.
Okay.
That would be great.
There you have it. There's your challenge, my listening friend. So how are your holidays, Christmas and New Year's?
Personally, they were wonderful. And around here, they were joyful also. Hmm. So we ended the year at Evangel Home in good shape financially. It was down from last year, but we'll be okay. We also received all the money we need to redo the kitchen.
That was my next question. Go ahead.
We are meeting with the contractor in 2 days from now, and we'll get started.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, thank you to our friends, those hundreds of you who were at the banquet and heard the plea first that way, and then others from the written communication and what we've talked about on the air. Bless your hearts for having responded. It's going to change day-to-day life at Evangel Home.
It certainly is for a couple of months, and it'll change once we get it completed. It'll make a wonderful change, but it's going to be a chaotic change while we're doing it. We would like to start asking groups, Jim, from churches, families, organizations, to sign up to help us with meals. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work yet, but for several months, we're not going to have a place to cook. So we want, if anyone has any thoughts, ideas, wants to help out, call us, ask for Cynthia, the cook.
Okay. Boy, you talk about a practical way to help with meals while the kitchen's under reconstruction, because I'd kind of wondered about that. Well, how are they going to do that? So ask for Cynthia when you call 264-4714. You're not able to come down here. You can't answer phones. You can't help. I can't do da-da-da-da-da. But maybe meals are your thing. And boy, what an asset, what a help that would be while we're under reconstruction.
Great.
We're out of time. Jerry, what a blessing always. And we've been away from each other for a period of weeks. And it's good to get back together, look in your eyes, and to catch up. Lord bless you, my listening friend, and we look forward to our next adventure when you join us once again here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.